Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. So Robert Craig singing the blues behind us there. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Ladies and gentlemen, about almost 7 years ago, just a couple of months shy of 7 years ago, I found a book that was written about things to do on the internet. It was written by a guy who hadn't been starting. He'd only fairly recently started noodling around and thinking that maybe people needed some help navigating this new thing that we had, this new toy that in those days it was kind of a toy. It was an interesting thing in our lives in those days. And he decided to put a book together, and he called it 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet. And I'm looking at my book, the very first one that I got, and I think is the first one that he wrote. And since then, Ken Lebo has written, I don't know, something under 100,000 different books on things for people to do on the Internet, from golfers to grandmothers. And I'm glad to say that he's been our good friend for a long time. Ken Lebo, welcome back to the show.
Good to start the new year with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And so how many different 300 incredible things to do on the internet have you written?
Well, I think I'm up to about 20 and sort of settled down with that. But, you know, I got a little invigorated recently, and now I'm going to write a book. I don't even know if I'm going to publish it. It may just end up on the internet. It's about blogging, 300 incredible blogs on the internet.
Well, I'm hoping that and by the way, you even wrote a book called 300 Incredible Things for Small Business Owners, you did, didn't you?
I've done that, and yep, absolutely.
You know, so, folks, that was out there, and I think I might even be in that book.
The top, yeah, we did put you in our book, and I actually, believe it or not, I don't even know if I told you this. I have my weekly TV segment, and we profiled your site a few months back.
Wow, I appreciate that. Well, thank you.
It aired in about 12 different cities.
Well, thank you. Now, I hadn't heard about the television show.
Well, I try to simplify the internet, make it more meaningful for people, and we call it News You Can Use, and it's about a 2-minute segment that airs in about 12 different cities, and every week we just do a different subject.
Well, good for you. That's great. Okay, I'm glad you want to talk about blogging, Ken, because this is something that a year ago I'd heard of blogging. 6 months ago, I realized I didn't know anything about what it was. I mean, I knew what it was, but I didn't really understand. I didn't understand why it was catching on.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the last couple of months, we've been paying a little more attention to it. And in fact, fairly soon, we're going to have a blog on our website.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I looked at your site and I said, you know, Jim needs a blog.
Well, we're actually working on one. And folks, it's not just going to be... It's not just going to be because, you know, everybody else has got one. It's going to be a good one. You'll like it. But anyway, and we're taking our time to do a good job with it. But tell us, for those people, there are a couple of Luddites out there maybe who don't know what a blog is. Ken, tell us what it is.
Well, Jim, I have to say this. When I announce to a lot of people that I have a blog, and actually my site is bloggingaboutblogs.com, but actually that's not even the right website, but I'll get to that later. But one of the emails I got back was, what the heck is a blog? And, you know, I'll be at cocktail parties with this, and I'll say, I'm writing a book about blogs. And I have to tell you, Jim, most people say, what is a blog?
Mm-hmm.
So people on the internet that are involved with blogs, there's two camps. A group of people that really know what they are, and then a group of people that
and the first group is already speaking their own language among themselves.
Exactly. And so what I'd like to do is say, well, here's what a blog is. Basically, it's no different than a website. However, its blog is short for weblog or web journal, where people are putting out on a daily basis their basically their life, what they do. You know, maybe they woke up, had a cup of coffee, and people then said, well, why would I want to read that? And I say that myself. But blogs have gone mainstream now where they are interesting things about what's going on. They've gotten a lot of publicity during the election season. Mm-hmm.
It's another way of publishing, isn't it? It's basically what it is.
Well, I'm looking at something, I think it's a mock-up of a Time magazine. It says citizen journalist. So basically it allows anybody almost instantly and for free to publish information on the mm-hmm. internet. And what most people aren't aware of is that, of course, everyone's heard of Google. However, Google owns a company has a site called blogger.com.
Right.
And for free, they own it. For free, you can create your own blog. And they host it. And I have to tell you, you can put text out there, photos, and audio. You can actually call from a telephone and call into your blog, and instantly your audio will be on your blog.
Well, and it's a lot more dynamic than a lot of websites will be, than a lot of websites are, because of the way it's structured. It seems to me, Ken, am I correct in that?
The intent is that you update it on a frequent basis.
Right.
It's also
less encumbered with graphics and things like that typically.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And but the reason why I'm writing my book and actually starting out with the website is that it's very difficult. You know, back when I wrote my first book in 97, like you mentioned, it was hard to find good websites. To tell you the truth, it still is. But when it comes to blogs, it's almost impossible to find what I call incredible blogs. Mm-hmm. And I'm really having to work hard trying to find all of these great blogs. And that's my challenge right now, is trying to find all the good ones.
Well, one of the things that we're going to be doing with our blog is we're going to be posting my weekly columns that I write. So they're a little easier to get to. In other words, you can go there and have them immediately rather than having to make a couple of clicks on the website. And also, there are times during the week when I want to say something. Maybe I only want to say 100 words or 150 words about something. Maybe there's a virus that's out I want to warn people about or something like that. I'm reluctant to send that out to my subscriber list because I don't want them to think that every time something's on my mind that I'm spamming them, so to speak. So I hold back a little bit with things like that when a blog will allow me to get that information out.
That's right, and I've got some interesting and good news for you. I am looking for, because I'm searching on the internet and researching, I'm looking for good business blogs, things that will help business people out, mm-hmm. and finance and things to that extent, and I have to tell you, they're not out there.
Yep. No, you're exactly.
You may have a step up on people.
Well, no, I think you're right. And see, I ran into that with my newspaper syndications. The newspaper editors tell me that, you know, they're not finding the things that I write, for example, available to them. Stand by, Ken. Ken Liebler is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and our good friend, longtime friend. 300 incredible things to do on the internet, and we're going to be right back. It's 20 after.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And Ken Liebler is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, an original member of our Brain Trust, going back all the way to March of 98, which was within 4 months or so of when we went on the air for the very first time. And Ken, for all you've done for us over the years, we thank you.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
300 incredible things to do on the internet really has caught on. I'm so proud of you, Ken, for what you saw. You had the vision to see that this thing was gonna catch on, that you believed it was gonna happen, and that people were gonna need help sorting through all these things. And your books are short and sweet. They get to the point. And you've written about here's one for travelers, here's one for golfers. And I've only got about 4 or 5 of your books here. You've written over 20. How many of these things have you sold?
We've sold over 3 million copies.
Wow.
And, I started out, it was a hobby. I'm self-published, although we did sell one title to Time Warner Books. But it's been an interesting traveling.
Well, and a very successful one for you, too. And that's the reason I'm very proud of you, because you saw something. folks, Ken's an entrepreneur. I mean, he saw something that needed to be done. He saw a niche that needed to be filled, and he did it. And the thing about it, the irony is that the thing that you were reporting on democratized the marketplace to the level, to the degree that you could actually do what you did, didn't it?
Absolutely, and it's even happening more so. And of course, in the first segment, we were talking about blogs, and blogging is making it easier for just anybody to write whatever they want. And you know, I have a, not to get too philosophical, but I have a philosophy in that everybody is an expert in something, and that's really what the internet has allowed people to do, is to get their expertise out if they want to onto the internet. And again, this blogging has made it even easier because you literally, for free and in seconds, can set up your own blog.
Yeah, and of course, what's going to be the downside of this? Is it gonna be a lot of stuff on the, you know, everybody's an expert, but not everybody has something to say that somebody else wants to listen to.
Well, what tends to happen is the cream comes to the top. So again, during the political season, the election season, there was one powerlineblog.com became like sort of the force as it relates to a political blog. Now, that's a conservative blog, and they've been given the credit for the Dan Rather 60 Minutes thing, you know, of really putting that out there to, for people to, you know, analyze. And just like there's good journalists in print or on TV, that's what you're going to find in the blog world. There's, and again, I said earlier that I'm having a hard time finding all of these great blogs, and that's why I see an opportunity in writing a book, and I'm starting out with a website. It's called Blogging About Blogs, and you know, just finding all of the great ones.
You know, Ken, the interesting thing, the bloggers have really come to the forefront because of the politics thing. I remember years ago hearing people on television, watching television and seeing the commentators or whoever was doing the news saying things that I knew wasn't true. And I said, you know, I wish there was something, a little thing that would go across the bottom of the screen that says, this is what really happened, you know. And what's happened is the bloggers are doing that, aren't they? They're doing the fact checking for these behind the networks, aren't they?
Well, they're doing checking. They're questioning. You know, they're watching something or reading something, and they're saying, well, wait a second, that may not be totally accurate, and they're putting it on their blog. And these things really, you know, get momentum. It's almost mind-boggling.
Well, some people say that it impacted the election, the bloggers.
I think it did. A lot of people really will go to those. I'm not really into the political world too much, but a lot of people, that's where they go, is to these political blogs.
But let's talk about how a blog can help our small business. Give us some ideas.
I think, you know, I said to you, when we were offline, I think just about everybody or every company should have a blog. And just think about it. If you have a small business and, you're all your different departments, whether it's accounting or marketing or sales, you're not telling people necessarily what's going on in your company. Well, maybe once a day you have your accounting department puts up a little blurb about what's happening, or then your sales department puts something on that's happening in your company. And you can, again, they're so simple to update and so easy to do that you want to have valuable information. That's the important thing. You can't just say, well, you know, in our accounting department we had a cup of coffee today. Well, that's not what you want to say.
But the good thing about a blog, if it's only 100 words, it's okay.
Exactly.
Isn't it? I mean, if somebody comes back from a sales meeting and thinks, or from some kind of a technical meeting, and they learn something that they think your customers would like, and it's only one paragraph, put it on the blog.
Well, to me, actually, to tell you the truth, the shorter, the better. Because people's attention spans aren't that great, so, you know, make it strong, make it powerful, put it in a paragraph or two. And that's always been my challenge, is you have to make it short, sweet, and powerful.
Right.
And but again, it's so easy to do to create.
And if you already have a website, you're recommending that we put the blog on the existing website, not have a separate blog.
If you want to, you know, again, drive
a separate URL. I mean,
if you want to drive the traffic to your main website, just put on the, you know, the heading up there, my blog, Jim's blog, or whatever, you know, whatever it is, and you know, do it that way. And you'll find that, I mean, like even Google has their own blog. Every company nowadays is coming up with their blog.
Ken, give us your website.
My blogging website is bloggingaboutblogs.blogspot.com.
Give us the regular one, though.
300incredible.com.
300incredible.com. Find his books wherever books are sold. Ken Lebro, Happy New Year. Thank you for being here, and thanks for all the great work you do.
Thank you, Jim.
Ken Lebro, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back real soon. Quick break. I'll be right back with my 2005 predictions right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.